Apart from Woolies, there was other news in the market today. And today, it was announced that Vunani, as well as a Nigerian investment banking group called BGL, are establishing what they're calling a Pan-African Alliance, a cooperation we've been made to understand. Well, let's get the detail of what it means and how exactly they're going to work together from the managing director of Vunani. His name is Butana Khoza. And let's see if he's able to join us on that line. It doesn't look like he is ready. Butana, good afternoon.
Hi, country.
Hi. So, give us the rationale of tying up with BGL and what exactly you guys hope to get out of this transaction.
Yeah, country. Look, we've always had aspirations to build a Pan-African banking business. And naturally, I think, you know, from a timing point of view, it's really great. It's something we've been working on for about a year, trying to see if we can establish strategic alliances with strong locally based investment banking institutions. And about 6 months ago, we started discussions with BGL, which have culminated in signing this agreement. And really, it's about giving our clients and potential clients access to this West African market, this fast-growing economy. There are a number of different opportunities, you know, infrastructure. I think if you were to compare it on a relative basis, there's still huge opportunities for South African businesses looking to get into this particular market. And we'd like to that with this kind of alliance, it will enable us to give them that service platform.
Yeah. So to be clear, no one is acquiring the other here. You guys are going to work together on different transactions.
That's correct, Godfrey.
Okay. So let's talk about the areas in which you could potentially cooperate. I mean, we keep making this joke about number one and number two having swapped places. So I suppose now number two is going to number one and number one is coming to number two. But really, it really doesn't matter. It's the opportunity that's being presented. Where do you see that opportunity?
Absolutely. Look, I think, you know, what we envisage is that, you know, as this economy grows, as a number of things start to come right, you know, it will spur new opportunities. You'll see new corporates come onto the AIR Stock Exchange. We'd like to believe that fund managers in South Africa will start to look for, you know, these high growth opportunities. And because the BGL platform kind of mirrors what we've got, you know, it's a diversified financial services platform with corporate finance, asset management, as well as stock broking, that there will be scope for us to actually work with each other and either bringing investors to Nigeria, giving them access to listed opportunities, or on the other hand, for Nigerian pension funds looking for investment opportunities in the South African market.
So this could be M&A, it could be corporate finance.
It could be corporate finance, could be IPOs, it could be just daily trading through our respective stockbrokers. I think that it's really about opening the channels for trade and borders. And then, you know, from our point of view, also just using that Nigerian platform to access that the West African market as well.
Yeah. When they look at Southern Africa, where in particular would they be looking at? I mean, we know there are some economies that are on the up, but perhaps where activity is not perhaps as pronounced in developed markets like South Africa.
Yeah. Yeah, look, they are looking at opportunities in the Southern African market, in Southern Africa. You know, Zambia they find attractive. DRC is particularly attractive. Even Zim. You know, and
with all its problems,
I mean, you know, if you're going to go through life with no problems, then yeah, that's a fallacy. You know, I think that they look at really about making sure that they are well positioned in the event of a particular turnaround. And I think, you know, one thing that has been an attraction for them is the fact that, you know, as long as about 2 years ago, we were already looking to set up a platform in Zim.
Yeah.
You know, we have a controlling stake in an asset management business called Purpose Vunani.
Right.
And so that gives them, you know, some access to that particular market. But SADC as a whole is particularly attractive. As I was saying earlier, you know, they do have pension money. and they've got to be looking for yields, not just within their own country, but outside their own borders.
Yeah. Now, one of the alliances we saw in the past was, of course, Nedbank and Ecobank. And in that particular situation, we ended up seeing a situation where Nedbank actually ended up buying equity inside Ecobank. Is there opportunity further down the line for the two companies to explore this?
Yeah, look, I wouldn't rule it out. I think it's early days. We still have to, get the relationship working, find each other, and see whether, you know, the areas where we see the reciprocal benefit actually materialize. Look, I think culturally we found guys that are similar to us, similar size, as I said, you know, with a kind of mirror segments of business. So I think right now we think we've got a pretty good fit. But who knows going forward? As I said, you know, we want to build a Pan-African business. And to the extent that this initiative allows us to do that and it results in some kind of cross-shareholding, we'll review that when the time comes.
Absolutely. 8 minutes to six is the time. Butana, thanks very much for joining us. Butana Khoza is the Managing Director of Vunani, and just talking about that alliance that they are building between Vunani as well as BGL Group of Nigeria. As I always make the point, it's the biggest economies must trade together. You look at what the US and China do. You look at what happens in Europe between France and Germany, the UK and Germany and France, and all those things. They do trade together. The biggest boys must find each other, and in this instance there's huge opportunity, as we saw with Nigeria overtaking South Africa as the biggest economy in Africa, but just using a tenth, in other words a fraction, of the power that South Africa has used to get to around $400 billion in terms of its GDP to date.